Hello everyone, just wanted to remind you to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are people who might try to deceive you into sharing sensitive information. Remember, no one from StreamGlobe will ever ask you for codes or numbers for any reason. If someone does, they're impersonators trying to scam you. Please report such numbers to WhatsApp and your group admins immediately. Also, if you get any unsolicited messages from someone in your StreamGlobe WhatsApp group, don't worry. Just report the person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to contact you again, and WhatsApp will take action to prevent this from happening to others. Let's stay safe on WhatsApp and remember to share StreamGlobe devotionals with your contacts.
Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, Fruit of the Spirit Part 11. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Galatians 5 verses 22 to 23. Galatians 5 verses 22 to 23 reads, But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. I have just read from the New English Translation. Because of the way Lonro was raised, he was very harsh and brash. He was only nice to people he wanted to impress or get something from. He didn't know any other way of doing things because that was the way he was brought up. After receiving the Lord Jesus and allowing his word to change the way he lives, he found that Jesus was not pleased with the way he behaved. A gentle person is kind, tender, and mild-mannered. He treats people with the level of kindness and tenderness he would expect from others. God is gentle and humble, and so should we, because we have received his divine nature. Go into today remembering that God does not want you to be harsh and cruel. He wants you to treat people the way you would want to be treated, even those who are in the position of serving you. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Job 25 to 26. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Job 25 to 26.
Then Bildad, the Shuhite, replied,
Dominion and all belong to God. He establishes order in the heights of heaven. Can his forces be numbered? On whom does his light not rise? How then can a mortal be righteous before God? How can one born of woman be pure? If even the moon is not bright and the stars are not pure in his eyes, how much less a mortal who is but a maggot, a human being, who is only a worm?
Then Job replied,
How you have helped the powerless. How you have saved the arm that is feeble. What advice you have offered to one without wisdom, and what great insight you have displayed. Who has helped you utter these words, and whose spirit spoke from your mouth? Dead are in deep anguish those beneath the waters and all that live in them. Death is naked before God. Destruction lies uncovered. He spreads out the northern skies over empty space. He suspends the earth over nothing. He wraps up the waters in his clouds, yet the clouds do not burst under their weight. He covers the face of the full moon, spreading his clouds over it. He marks out the horizon on the face of the waters for a boundary between light and darkness. The pillars of the heavens quake aghast at his rebuke. By his power he churned up the sea. By his wisdom, he cut Rahab to pieces. By his breath, the skies became fair. His hand pierced the gliding serpent. These are but the outer fringe of his works. How faint the whisper we hear of him. Who then can understand the thunder of his power?
You have just listened to StreamGlobe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.